We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
So much has changed about our lives, the way we shop, play, work, and learn, especially how we experience healthcare. Today and always, Forest General Hospital is doing everything possible to ensure your health and safety. The experienced team of professionals provides the latest treatment options with the warmth and compassion you deserve. We do what is best for our patients. It's our mission. It is why we are here. Forest General Hospital. Warm service, safe environment, exceptional care. Visit ForestGeneral.com for more information.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome into another edition of Inside Southern Miss Athletics, our weekly look behind the scenes of athletics at the University of Southern Mississippi. I think we've got a good show for you today. In a minute, we'll visit with our director of athletics, Jeremy McClain. We'll spend some time with Brian Nolesko and talk about compliance and all the things that encompass that area of college athletics, and spend some time with men's basketball coach Jade Ladner, whose Golden Eagles are off to play three games in Montana this week. So good show. So sit back and listen as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. Jeremy McClain starts it off, as he always does. And Jeremy, kind of a interesting time in the college athletics. Football is kind of finishing up what they're doing. Basketball just getting started, as in addition to some of the other sports. But let's start with football. Great win for the Golden Eagles last Friday night over in Ruston, Louisiana. The Golden Eagles, everything kind of stacked against them, but Will Hall and his guys kind of found a way to win the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, really excited for our group. I think, John, it was a gutsy win. I don't know of a different, better way to describe that. I think just a lot of will and determination and a really great game plan from our coaching staff, and obviously then our student athletes went out and executed. But kind of felt after that UTSA game, you saw the plan, you saw the blueprint, you knew it could work. If you give our defense, if you only make them play 60 or so snaps a game, you know, they're really good enough to give you a great shot. And I think that's what we saw. And just, you know, excited for our guys. They have worked so hard and have never really gotten down on themselves. They've been positive. They've never quit. And just so thankful that paid off on Friday night. And, you know, we got a chance to finish the year with some momentum, one more game here at The Rock. So excited for that group and excited for what that means for our program.
It's not hard to see how people get excited about it. I mean, it's hard to be around Will Hall and not get caught up in that enthusiasm that he brings to the game, regardless of the opponent, regardless of the situation. He's determined determined we're going to find a way to win the football game, and that's what they did last week.
Yeah, you know, and John, when we hired Will, I think a few things that I was really, really confident in. Number one, that he was going to bring positivity and the right type of culture and excitement to the program, and he's done that. That he was going to recruit at a high level in the state of Mississippi, and he's proven that he can do that. And then that offensively, he was a guy that could adapt to his personnel and put together a plan to be really successful, kind of regardless of the circumstances. Now, I never anticipated that that would mean playing no quarterbacks, but it's, you know, all those things have held true, and I think it's a great sign of kind of where we're going and what's possible with, you know, for this program over the next few years. And so I'm really excited about that. And, you know, I got to get to see these guys work every day. So really hasn't been a day when I haven't been excited, because you just kind of understand that what's being done will pay dividends. And I'm thankful that some of that's come to fruition.
I don't know that you'd find many places where the football team has the record Eagles have had. And, of course, that has a lot to do with injuries and things like that. Yet the fan support has gotten better and better as the year has gone along.
Yeah, and I think that goes back to what I said about Will and his entire staff and our players, too. I think one of the things you've seen from our players and our coaches has been a real sense of positivity. Social media, interviews, I think they believe. I think they understand. And, yeah, look, it's painful for everybody not to win. And it's been no more painful for anybody than the coaches and the players. And so, but they have remained positive. And I think that is contagious. I think our fans feel that. They understand that people in this building feel like the right things are happening. And so I'm very thankful that our fan base has stayed positive, stayed behind this team, and it's made a big difference for us.
And that enthusiasm now carries over into the very important part of the year, that's recruiting, and that's coming up very soon for the Golden Eagles and all teams around the country. And that enthusiasm looks like it is carrying over to recruiting.
Oh, I think it is, and I think it's, you know, it's showing up and kind of the commitments, and it'll show up on signing day. And I think coaches and parents and young men realize that if they want to come to a place and you know, be held accountable and pushed and help to reach their full potential, but loved on and get to experience you know, a program that can win at a high level in front of a passionate fan base, there is no place better than Southern Miss. And some of these Mississippi recruits who maybe have been getting away from us and out of the state, I think we're going to be able to keep some of them here, and I think they're getting excited about what they're seeing here on our campus.
Also on our campus will be the state high school playoffs for the state of Mississippi and the Mississippi-Alabama All-Star game.
Yeah, great opportunity for us to be able to host both of those events in the same year, back-to-back weekends. And, you know, it means a lot for our program, for our campus, for our community. I think the economic impact of hosting those state championships here in Hattiesburg is significant. And so to be able to do those two things, back-to-back weekends, and kind of highlight our facilities and our campus and our community, means a lot, and very thankful to get a chance to do it.
I'm not sure of the numbers, but I would suspect the other times it's been here at The Rock at Roberts Stadium have been some of the biggest crowds that they've had.
Yeah, and they love, you know, I think people enjoy coming to play here because the venue is it's kind of an intimate setting. You're right on the field. It's the stadium's not too big, but you know, so when you get a good crowd in here, it feels loud, and so I think it's been a great experience. And we hosted it a couple of times not too long ago, and I think people had a great experience. So we're thankful that they wanted to come back and do it again.
Visiting with our director of athletics, Jeremy McLean, as we go inside Southern Miss athletics. And Jeremy, it is the midst of a basketball season, or actually just getting started, I guess, but already some early, some good signs that both the Lady Eagles and the Golden Eagles have a chance to have really good basketball seasons.
Yeah, John, I've been really encouraged. I think, you know, on both sides, some new faces, right? And so we had a lot of folks back, but we had some key new faces that were joining both rosters. And so I think our coaches have done a really good job of kind of, you know, speeding that process up and getting them acclimated and getting them into the system and everybody kind of beginning to mesh. And so I think you're seeing some of that even after the first few games, and that's encouraging. You know, both had big wins this past weekend and things to build on. So, you know, obviously non-conference play is about trying to win games. It's about trying to get yourself in a position to make that run in conference play too. And I think both of them have a chance to really make some noise in conference play.
Joy Lee McNellis. Joy has put in a lot of years at Southern Miss. Now has won 500 games in her coaching career on the college level. And she has built, I think, a pretty good team this year that could compete for the conference championship.
Yeah, I agree with you. And she's been very strategic about, again, managing her roster, bringing a great group back, adding some key pieces, high school signees, along with some transfers and addressing some needs. And so I think she's handled that well. You know, we talk about the balance of transfers and high school students. She's got a lot of freshmen, sophomores that are been with us for a year or two. They're contributing at a high level, but also some transfers that have come in and just kind of jump right into it. So she's done a great job of putting together a team that, I think, can make some noise in conference play.
With all the freedom that athletes have now of moving around to different places, your coaches have to be pretty good at sort of kind of reading that field and see who they can get and how they can help. And so that's become a big part of college recruiting and college basketball.
Yeah, I think it has, John. And it's a couple of things. I think you understanding the roster management piece, understanding you're going to lose student athletes, especially those who aren't getting playing time and just want an opportunity. But I think it's more important than ever to build the right culture. And, you know, we're seeing that with several of our programs where they're trying to build a culture that you know, young people want to be here. They enjoy it. Some maybe they're not getting as much playing time as they want, but there's still a feeling of connection and being valued. And so that's more important than ever. And our coaches, you know, a lot of them have embraced that and understand that. And I think we've got to just continue to get better and better at it.
You know, it's funny. I was thinking as you were talking, we talked about the enthusiasm Will Hall has brought to football. You know, that starts back in August and September. That seems to carry over sometimes to the other sports. People get kind of fired about one sport, carries over to the others.
Yeah, I'm a big believer, and people have probably heard me say this often, you know, culture is something we talk about a lot, but momentum is really a real thing. And so when you begin to have success or create excitement and people get excited about what the future holds, I think it does carry throughout your department and therefore on to campus. And so I think our job athletically is to create that level of momentum and excitement, and we've got some work to do when it comes to wins and losses, but I think we're most definitely headed in the right direction. And again, part of our job is to impact campus and impact the university in a positive way. And so I think momentum is real and it's valuable. And so for us, it is about taking what we're doing and carrying that throughout the year and impacting those people around us and all of our programs.
Joy Lee McNellis goes out and really promotes Southern Miss. We talked about Will Hall. Jay Ladner is doing that with the men's program. He never turns down an opportunity to go speak to a group, whether it's two people or 200 people, to kind of talk about Southern Miss athletics and Southern Miss basketball.
Yeah, Jay is a great ambassador for Southern Miss, and obviously he's got a unique perspective, just like Joy Lee as a former student athlete and having played within the program. That's always a unique perspective. But he does a great job of, you know, he loves this place, and that shows in how he carries himself and the way he talks about this institution. And so he's a great ambassador for the program, for our university and our department, and, you know, can't say enough good things about that and kind of how he represents us out in the community.
Visiting with Jeremy McLean, our director of athletics here on Inside Southern Miss Athletics. All right, let's talk about a couple other things before we wrap it up. Later on in this podcast, we will visit with Brian Nolesko, who is our assistant AD for compliance. Not sure there's a tougher job in college athletics as far as interpreting all the rules and regulations and monitoring things. Boy, that's a 24-hour job.
It is, and Brian does a great job. He and his staff have done a great job, and there's never been a probably more challenging time, to your point, than there is right now to be in that role in college athletics and all the day-to-day stuff that has to be done. And we've added name, image, and likeness on top of that. And so, you know, their jobs are very difficult and very much behind the scenes and, you know, not kind of in the public eye. And when they are in the public eye, it's not a good thing. And so, but Brian has done a fantastic job. Our coaches, he has a great relationship with our coaches, really is a, you know, is a guy who wants to try to help and figure out a way to get things done, and just continues to grow into that role and continue to improve. And, you know, we're excited about having him in that spot, and I know our coaches are too.
That's a tough relationship, I would think, between his position and the coaches. Sometimes he says yes, but then sometimes he's got to say no, and sometimes maybe they don't agree.
Yeah, you know, and delivering no in a kind way, John, is a learned art. And Brian, I think, again, tries to do all he can, is very, very helpful. He's not a no-first guy. He's a let's-figure-it-out guy, which I appreciate. But when he does have to say no, I think then coaches appreciate that and respect that, because they know he's going to try before he says no. And so that just kind of comes with the territory. But Brian's done a great job of balancing that.
When you're in athletics, as long as you and I have been, you lose some of your all-time greats. Southern Miss lost a good one recently in Coach Bobby Collins.
Yeah, it's had a chance to go to the funeral and be there to help celebrate Coach Collins, and got to visit with his wife for a few minutes and see some of his former players and I told his wife, you know, Coach Collins is who we're trying to be, right? All of us want to impact Southern Miss in a way that will be remembered for a long time, to do it the right way and the way that's appreciated. And so he just really set the standard, I think, on what that looks like. And so lost a legend, but definitely one that will live on forever.
If you ever want to know if a guy has made an impact on the school, just look at his former athletes and the guys that showed up and guys that talk about what he learned. They learned from Bobby Collins and the guys that coached and played with him.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And that's what we want as coaches or administrators or whatever the case may be within athletics, John, is that, you know, that we have an impact, and that we leave some type of legacy that is not about us, but it's about leaving it in a better place, having that impact that carries on for a lifetime with some of our students. And so, to your point, he's a great example of that, and will be remembered forever here at Southern Miss.
Before we let you go, we are moving into the early part of both men's and women's basketball season, and we need to get that same kind of support we've seen in football and volleyball and soccer and all those other sports. Need to see that same kind of support for Jay Ladner and Joy Lee McNellis.
Yep, 100% agree, John, and we're going to continue to work and chip away at that. I think we're seeing some progress in certain areas, and I think as these teams continue to play, and it's a fun atmosphere, and they're playing at a high level, that's going to continue to get better and better. Need to continue to engage our students and get them out into Reed Green and create an environment that can really be beneficial for our teams. But I feel like we're headed in the right direction there, and we're going to get back to a place where, you know, Reed Green's kind of like the Rock. If you start filling that thing up, it gets really loud, and it's a tough place to play. And so our objective is to build towards that, and we get into January and February in conference play that we've created an atmosphere that's very difficult for opposing teams.
Jeremy, we appreciate it as always. Thanks for the visit, and let's keep it going. It's a good time to be a Golden Eagle, good time to be at Southern Miss. Let's keep that going.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Okay, Jeremy McClain, our Director of Athletics, taking us inside Southern Miss Athletics. When we come back, we'll talk basketball with Coach Jay Ladner. Jay will be our guest when we come back. This is Inside Southern Miss Athletics.
Pine Belt Trophy is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Athletics and has been an Eagles supporter for over 20 years. Pine Belt Trophy offers laser engraving, glass etching, hand engraving for specialty items, and all of your trophy and award needs. Pine Belt Trophy is conveniently located at 905 Hardy Street. Call Jimmy Moore at 601-582-9273. Pine Belt Trophy says go Eagles and Southern Miss to the top.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Bad internet is bad for business. We've all been there. Lagging video chats.
I don't even remember what I said.
Slow downloads.
Oh, come on.
It's just not a good look. Instead, call C Spire Business. Our local experts deliver gigabit speeds backed by thousands of miles of fiber for the fastest, most reliable internet around. Period. No excuses, no apologies. Just fiber-fast internet that works. C Spire Business. See how our fiber solutions can help power your success at cspirebusiness.com.
The Keg and Barrel in Hattiesburg is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Athletics and wishes the Golden Eagles the best of luck during the season. The Keg and Barrel is located at 1315 Hardy Street in a 100-year-old home and has a full food menu. The Keg and Barrel is open for business 7 days a week and are proud sponsors of Southern Miss Athletics and Golden Eagle Baseball.
And welcome back, everybody, as we continue to go inside Southern Miss Athletics. John Cox joined now by the head basketball coach for the Golden Eagles, Coach Jay Ladner, whose team is just about ready to begin play in the Zootown Classic up in Missoula, Montana. And, Jay, for folks, we'll talk about it in a minute. Let's talk first just about the team to this point in the season. Coming off a really good win on Sunday against Lamar, you can sort of, little by little, seeing this team getting a little bit better, I think, each time they go out to play.
I think so. I think even in our losses, you know, of course, John, it's not part of Southern Miss's DNA to make excuses, and we're not making excuses, but, you know, we basically played without Tyler Stevenson the last two games prior to the Lamar game. Of course, he didn't play at all against TCU and tried to go against Louisiana Lafayette, but, of course, he was battling a really tough sickness and just really – it probably shouldn't have played, and as we look back at it now, and I wish we wouldn't have played him. I think that delayed his return. But anyway, to get him back for Lamar, and I thought especially kind of as he got the cobwebs knocked out a little bit, got going there in the second half, he looked like himself out there, and he makes such a big difference to our team on both ends of the floor. He rebounds the ball, he plays with such effort, as a team guy, and then it was good to see him going. I think he ended up with 13-12 or something. Just had a good solid night for him, typical night. So it's good to have him. But I have been very pleased with our progress in all areas of the game. We've gotten better offensively, even though it probably against TCU, it wasn't that evident because we didn't shoot the ball very well. We talk about quality of shot. We talk about good and bad. You can shoot a bad shot, which is generally a low percentage shot, and every now and then it'll go in. We can't let that confuse. We talk about good and bad because we know over time those good shots are going to go in. So it was good against Lamar to see some guys that had been struggling really start to get going, and then on the other side we got our fast break going again, which was fueled by good defense. And so I'm very pleased with the way that the team is progressing. On the other hand, we've got a long, long way to go too.
You and I have been around basketball a long time. Obviously, you can't win every game just shooting the basketball, but shooting sort of disguises some weaknesses sometimes, and sometimes makes you better because you get more confidence because you shoot the ball so well.
No question. You know, there's an old saying, John, you have to be careful. Sometimes it covers up the stink. Winning sometimes covers up the stink. And just because you win a game, as a coach, you have to be very constructively critical of starting with me, myself. You know, I have to look at, are we doing the right things? And that's a constant, ever changing evaluation, ongoing evaluation, I should say. And you have to look at that every game with your individuals, how you're handling the players, what type of offense, defensive schemes we're running. And you have to be very careful just because you're winning. We're doing everything's good. No, you can't take that approach. You have to take each game, evaluate it, let's correct it and move on. It takes a mature coach, but it takes a mature player to understand that too, that hey, we won last night, but to come back in after the loss and vice coach seem like he's complaining. Well, he's not complaining. He's saying this is what we got to do moving forward. If we want to compete for our league championship, we got to get better here. You got to get better there. So there's a lot of tools that we use. Of course, film is a beautiful tool to be able to point for individual growth and as well as a team. And that's what we did. We didn't celebrate that win too long last night and came, you know, against Lamar and then come back in and John and went back to work this morning. Then that's what we're, you know, that's why we have to do it.
Talk about defense. What do you like to do? What do you want to be able to do defensively?
We want to, we're primarily a man-to-man team. I think we probably press as much as anybody in our league anyway, maybe not throughout the country, but I like pressure. I like pressure basketball. I like being disruptive. When we're at our best, John, is when we're really up there guarding the ball and in the passing lanes and denying cuts and flashes to the ball and just making things difficult on our defense. That's where we don't have a real big team, you know, as you know. We don't have a big guy inside, a Patrick Ewing type guy that protects the rim. So we have to be really, really good, as we call, to use a football term, at the line of scrimmage. That means guarding the basketball, or when there becomes somebody goes to set a ball screen, we're really good at the line of scrimmage of stopping penetration, guarding the ball, being aggressive, of course, finishing that possession. And that you talk about the areas that I think we need to be better on is rebounding. But I think we took a big step forward against Lamar. Of course, that's been a big emphasis in practice. But we have to continue to grow. We don't want to be the having to put a, you know, stopping the dam, putting your finger in the dam, stopping the flow of the water. You know, we got to, and then there's another hole. We want to plug that hole, and then this club, and then hopefully by the end of the non-conference schedule, we're ready to go. You know, so that's kind of our attitude. But I want to pressure defense where we're disruptive, hard to score on, and they have to take one contested shot.
Visiting with Coach Jay Ladner, head basketball coach for the Golden Eagles. The Eagles are in Missoula, Montana, playing in the Zootown Classic. And Jay, nice enough to sit down, visit with us a little bit. How about on the offensive side? In a perfect world, it's not always easy to do. In a perfect world, though, how do you want to play offensively?
Well, we of course, want to play up-tempo and play fast if we can. And we try to push it on makes, misses, turnovers, free throws. We want to try to push the ball down there. Of course, the shot clock, John, has changed things a lot over in time over basketball, and you don't have you don't see, you know. I remember back in the 80s watching Coach Bob Boyd's teams at Mississippi State play, and you know, they'd score before, this is before the shot clock, you know, and the score would be 38, 36, and, you know, 40 to 30. Those days are kind of over with, you know, because you don't have time in the short clock to really run a lot of patterned offense. And so, of course, we've had to adjust to the game and want to stay on top of the latest trends. But, you know, opening the floor up, which you see now, we're our floor is opened up, meaning that we're in a five out motion. Doesn't mean that we won't run some pattern to get the ball down inside, but our base offense is a five out offense. I mean, that means big guys are spread out around that five guys spread out around that 3-point line. More of a pro concepts, and that, again, of course, going back to what I was saying, you have to be more conceptually sound in what you're doing and how to get into offense quick, because you just don't have time with the shot clock to walk the ball down, get set up, and then try to run a pattern. If you run something, it's got to be a quick hitter. And so, therefore, your guys have to know better about how – you have to teach them throughout the year how to play basketball instead of running a set play.
I always wondered how our good friend, the late Coach M.K. Turk, would have played with those great teams he had that you were a part of if there had been a shot clock and where you couldn't you know, you had to play it differently than they did back in his day.
Well, you know, we didn't have trouble scoring, but I know this. It wouldn't have bothered Casey Fisher, John White, Derek Hamilton, Randolph Keys, Kenny Seiler. It would not have bothered those guys one bit. They would have loved it. It'd been fine with them if it was a 10-second clock. But they could flat get it, John. I enjoyed, you know, of course, I wasn't a very good player, but I was fortunate to be on some very good teams. And I saw what winning looked like and learned a lot from Coach Turk, Coach McInnes, Coach Moore, Coach Mike Jones. I was here at a great, great time, and it really gave me a foundation for my coaching philosophy. And I remember, and very specifically to your question, I remember in 84, in the 84-85 school year, which was our freshman year. I'm going to say our, Casey Randolph, John Derrick. It was our freshman class. And, of course, Coach made some roster changes at Christmas. If you might remember, we were struggling a little bit. We ended up and gotten our tail whipped the rest of the year with a bunch of kids out there. I think we were 7-23 or something, 24 in that particular year. I may be off one or two on both sides, but the next 3 years were big time. And I can remember us meeting and as a team, and Casey, of course, he had no problem with being the spokesman, and Casey and a couple of the guys went to see Coach and asked for a meeting and said, Coach, if you would just let the reins off a little bit on offense, we promise you we'll play hard on the defensive end. And I think, and Coach said, okay, I tell you what, I will do that. And I think the rest is history. And of course, we became, you know, a very high-powered offensive team. Of course, we had a lot of guys that could really play too. And we're recruiting. We need another John White and Randolph and Derek and Casey. You know, and that's what we need, some of those guys to come back in a program. Yeah, I'll mention on that note, Tim Floyd, Coach Tim Floyd. Everybody knows Coach Floyd and Southern Miss guys. Dad, legendary coach here, and Coach Floyd lives here locally. And Coach was telling me a little while back. He said, Jay, we need another Wendell Adner and Clarence Weatherspoon. I said, I know, man, yeah, Coach.
Everybody does.
I said, I know it. But what he meant was, is we got to find one of those kind of guys, and that will change the direction of our program. So, but anyway, we got a bunch of good guys and good players, and I think we're heading in the right direction.
Hey, growing up in and around Hattiesburg and being in the shadow of Southern Miss basketball, how did that sort of, kind of get your background as far as the way you coach and things like that, watching some of the coaches you saw growing up?
Well, John, I remember, and you and I, first time ever talked to you, I remember when you were playing. And you know, Cox played basketball at Southern Miss and has a great story. So I would encourage you people that are listening.
Not a lot, though.
When you talk to John and ask John, and John played back when the freshmen played on the – you had a freshman team, and, of course, then you had the varsity before the rules changed. But, growing up the son of a coach, of course, and then my dad, we moved to Hattiesburg. I saw our program here change from literally – we could count the people in the Coliseum, John. This is no affront to some of the schools that were on the schedule, but you didn't have the big-time programs. Our schedule wasn't that level. I mean, I remember Ralph Moore, who became an assistant with Coach Turk here. Coach Moore coached me. I remember him playing for Delta State and then playing in here, because I remember how such a good player he was. And he was stunned that I remembered that when I, of course, Coach was one of our assistants. But I saw our program change over time through Coach Turk's vision and direction. Coach Turk understood what it took to get to the big time, and he did. And that's what there's a passion on our staff for us to get there. It's tough, and there's a lot of things that have changed that has kind of hit me in the face since coming back. That are beyond our control, and decisions that may have been made years and years back with the direction of our athletic program that makes a challenge, but that doesn't diminish our passion for trying to get us back there. And yes, so to watch the way Coach and them transformed our program, and then having the honor to participate in it, really has given me it formed the basis. Of course, that's not you. Coaches steal from a lot of people. And, of course, my dad being a coach, a lot of that has to do with it. But my second most influence in terms of coaching would, of course, been Coach Turk.
A couple more minutes with Coach Jay Ladner here on Inside Southern Miss Athletics. Well, obviously, your goal is to return Southern Miss basketball to those days that we were talking about and go beyond that to continue to make this one of the best programs in the country.
John, in a perfect world, if the Lord said, Jay, I'm going to give you one blessing, I want Southern Miss win our league, get into the NCAA tournament. And yes, I would love to win it, but just to make a run in there. I don't think we've ever won an NCAA tournament game. We've been in it three times, but we've never won a game. And just for us to make one of those runs like a Loyola Chicago did a couple of years ago. You know, here's the deal in basketball as compared to some of our other sports. You probably can do it in basketball a little bit quicker and easier with less of a financial investment than you can in some of the other sports. Football is, with the way things are going, has just got dang near impossible. It's amazing what our football program is fighting to stay at that level. And then, of course, our baseball is they are the standard, in my opinion, for the way things can be done. And they're going to compete for the Omaha every year. But if I had one wish, it would, before my time is up here, is to get Southern Miss basketball, and let's make us run the NCAA tournament. And, John, I'm going to say this because I'm so ever positive. I just don't think we're that far away. I don't think we're quite there yet, but I don't think we're that far away.
Well, you're doing a great job. There's no question about it. You've got a great coaching staff. They work tirelessly every day to make this program better. The players are doing the same thing. So good things are going to happen. Keep up the good work.
John, thanks for having me on, and I look forward to continue to work with you.
All right, that's Coach Jay Ladner, head basketball coach here at Southern Miss, taking us inside Southern Miss Athletics. More to come. Stick around. We'll be back in just a moment.
Golden Eagle fans, score a home run place to live with our newest sponsor, Reserve Long Point Apartment Homes, located on the corner of 7th Street and Beverly Hills Road. With three great communities serving the Southern Miss community, you can be sure to find the perfect luxury living accommodations to meet your needs. The Reserve at Long Point is a proud sponsor of Southern Miss Baseball.
Today tastes like a sunny day. Like firing up the senses and cooling them down with an ice-cold coat. Today tastes like a well-oiled grill. Like it smells so good, you can't help yourself.
Hey, it's not ready yet.
Like hands dipping in an ice bucket. Today tastes like a Sunday ritual. And it never tasted this good. Coca-Cola. Together tastes better.
Okay, my name's not Smokey, and I'm certainly not a bear, but I do come bearing an important message regarding wildfires. If it's a windy day, don't burn, and make sure you're not under a burn ban. Because like the slogan says, only you can prevent wildfires. I know, it sounds better when he says it. So pretend it came from a big furry bear in a ranger hat, and visit msforestry.com for more wildfire prevention tips. A message from the Mississippi Forestry Commission through a grant from the USDA Forest Service.
And welcome back, everybody, to Inside Southern Miss Athletics, our weekly look behind the scenes of Golden Eagle Athletics. Our final guest of the day is going to be Brian Nolasco. He's the Assistant Athletic Director for Compliance here at the University of Southern Mississippi. Brian, great to have you with us on the show. I always ask everybody, particularly the first time they're on, you know, tell us a little bit about your story, where you grew up, where you went to school, and how eventually you wound up at Southern Miss.
Yeah, so John, I was going to say probably the first thing a lot of people can tell once they hear me talk that I'm not from the South. So I'm originally from Illinois, went to undergrad at Coe College in Iowa, and played football for a year, baseball for 4 years, and then went to law school at Marquette University up in Milwaukee. And honestly, it was kind of a strange, I shouldn't say strange, but long journey to get here. It was just graduating and kind of looking for the first opportunity I could get. And so my first, when I came down here, I kind of didn't think I'd be here as long as I have, but being here for going on six years here in a couple days, so but wouldn't trade it for anything.
How about the compliance end of it? Law school and in athletic, why compliance? Why not some other phase of athletics?
Right. Ironically, it's because of my dad. My dad's actually an attorney back in our hometown, and I always wanted to go to law school because of him. And I asked him kind of, what would you do or what would you suggest I do? And his answer to me was, well, you love college sports. You want to go to law school. If it were me and I could do it all over again, I'd go to law school and then go work for the NCAA or at a school kind of in their compliance department with the end goal of being an athletic director. So I've kind of taken that that plan and ran with it so far.
May not be the case in your situation, but I would think maybe some ups and downs. And is it easy to get in to compliance on the college level, on the NCAA level, or was that relatively easy to do?
Kind of like with a lot of things with athletics, it's who you know. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason I went to Marquette University was I actually just typed in sports law when I was looking up law schools, and they were one of the first ones to pop up. And I actually didn't know that until I got there. There's actually, I want to say, an email listserv of about 50 people that either work in Division I, work at the NCAA, Division II, Division III, whatever it may be, that actually went to Marquette. So that's how I got my first opportunity was my old boss Francesca Wood. She's actually at Texas right now. She was a coordinator at University of Texas Rio Grande Valley and looking for an unpaid summer intern. And I just reached out and said, hey, I'll do it. Did that for a summer going in before my last year of law school. And then after I graduated, just reaching out to schools kind of close to my parents, Bradley University was where I went after I graduated, and kind of just volunteered there for 6 months until to gain a little bit more experience. And I would say that volunteer experience helped get me here, because when I Anthony Martinez, the director at the time, when he hired me, part of his, I think the thing that he liked was the volunteer experience, because he actually volunteered out of law school too with, ironically, Jeff Mitchell. So I think that helped get me kind of get my foot in the door a little bit.
Well, the 6 years that you've been involved in it here, it's changed completely, hasn't it? I mean, I would say 6 years ago, I don't know how big the manual would have been, but I know it's probably twice as big now as it would have been 6 years ago.
Yes. It's gotten a little bit bigger, but now I think we're trying to work on shortening it a little bit, kind of with the new modernization process the NCAA is going through in the Constitutional Convention, trying to modernize things, give more power to the conferences, the institutions, and hopefully make my life a little bit easier, and in turn kind of some of the coaches and administrators here, just because it's always you get an idea, and then the last thing kind of as you start building the idea and kind of thinking you want to do something, it's like, wait a minute, can we even do this? And sometimes I unfortunately have to be the party pooper and say, no, you actually can't. But hopefully with the new modernization process, we can kind of streamline things and make it a little bit easier.
Brian Nolasco visiting with us. He is the Assistant Athletic Director for Compliance here at Southern Miss, visiting with us today on Inside Southern Miss Athletics. Brian, I want to assume, I know there's an education process where the coaches try to learn kind of the rules and regulations, but I'm sure it's difficult for them to do. So I would think you've got to step in sometimes and almost be the educator and the compliance guy.
Yes. We do a lot with just kind of rules ed meetings, PowerPoints, meeting with coaches, beginning of the year meetings, meeting with student athletes, meeting with the entire staff, kind of just doing a little reminder, sending out emails here and there, and always kind of updating coaches as rules come out, especially with this new process. Now there's kind of rules getting put up to vote and review almost every month now. So always sending emails, doing meetings monthly, sometimes biweekly, depending on schedules, just trying to, and always letting the coaches know they can always call when they do have questions. It's kind of who wants to be a millionaire. You always got the phone a friend lifeline. And so I always tell the coaches, kind of text, call, whatever it may be. Never hurts to ask, even if you may think you know the answer or you've asked the same question 30 times already, just to make sure nothing kind of inadvertently happens.
Am I correct what you're trying to say? The NCAA is trying to make the process maybe a little bit easier. If there were 8 steps, maybe they try to make it 3 or 4 steps. So is that correct? That's what they're trying to do?
Yeah, in some areas, and also kind of just modernizing some of the rules, kind of lessening some of these restrictions of kind of the silly rules you see. And I joke about the convention. I said, put 10 compliance people in the room and we could probably figure out half of the issues we have, just making it a lot easier and kind of more modern and less worry on the coaches and kind of my end as well of kind of those small silly rule violations you see of either on social media or whatever it may be, just trying to make it easier to comprehend.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's the process in trying to keep up with all of that? Is it is people on your staff or people within athletics say, hey, I saw this, I saw that, or people call in? What's the process to try to keep up with some of the things that are going on?
Yeah, so a lot of it is you kind of see all these committees, and a lot of it's done through the conference office, so they'll get a lot of the updates from the national office and then kind of filter it down to everybody at the institutions, but also relying on kind of your peers in the industry. I mean, I text some of my old bosses probably once a day, a couple times a week, just saying, hey, I saw this, what are you guys doing? Or have you heard anything on this? And they do the same for me of, hey, my coach has heard this, Do your coaches know anything? Do you know anything about it? So a lot of it's done through conferences, the conference office, as well as kind of everybody else in the industry of just kind of working together, trying to figure out what may be happening.
Yeah, I'm sure there are new things that happen, but there's probably a pretty good chance that something has happened at school A has probably happened at school B and C as well.
Yeah, and so it always happens that, hey, this situation popped up here. Have you ever had this before, or what do you do? One of my old bosses is now at Florida State, and he didn't work at a football school, so he'll text me sometimes, be like, hey, how do you handle this with football? This is what I think. Do you guys do the same thing? Or kind of vice versa, just being at a different school. And sometimes it's the same situation but may have different answers just because of institutional rules or conference rules or things like that. But a lot of it is kind of reaching out to other people. And like I said, the Marquette, we call it the Marquette Mafia, but we got that email list, and you'll see that every now and then of an email come across saying, hey, this is our situation here. How do you all handle it? So that actually is a very beneficial tool for me.
We are visiting with Brian Nolasco. He is the assistant AD for compliance here at Southern Miss. Well, just when it seemed like it seemed to settle down a little bit, all of a sudden we have the ability of student athletes to transfer and go other places. The portal came about and things like that. And on top of that, name, image, and likeness. So all of a sudden your job got to be a little harder.
Yes. The name, image, likeness piece, it's an interesting kind of topic at the moment, just with it being so fresh and the vast kind of differences you see from the East Coast to the West Coast. There's some states that have laws, some states that don't. The kind of U.S. government's been quiet on it, kind of Congress hasn't really said anything. And so you see a lot of kind of just, I don't want to say chaos, but uncertainty of what can you do, what can't you do, what the process is. I will say, thankfully, we do have a state law, so it does give us some guidance that I can at least reference to. But you see a lot of, you compare Mississippi to Florida, the law, both states have laws, but they're both very different. And so some of the student athletes get confused of, well, this person's doing it over here, why can't I do it, or can I do this? And so it's been a big learning curve of kind of just trying to keep everybody as educated as possible and kind of, I don't want to say monitor, but kind of record and kind of keep track of everything as best we can. But it definitely is an interesting time right now, just with that being a new rule, kind of tag following up with the Constitutional Convention. So it's definitely a shift in college athletics right now of kind of the landscape kind of going forward.
Do you recommend that our student athletes, should they come to you and say, this is what I'm looking at? Is that the responsibility of an individual out in the community who wants to maybe get involved in that? Where does the responsibility fall? Maybe both, I guess.
Yeah, I would say kind of everybody. We've kind of meeting with our student athletes at the beginning of the year, and kind of football and basketball, they were already here when July 1st kind of came up. So kind of just educating everybody, saying, hey, you can do this. Here's what you can do. Here's what you can't do. If you have questions, just reach out to us, because state law, you have to report it to us. But we're going to help you as best we can to kind of navigate this. And I know we've partnered with Influencer to kind of help with kind of navigate this process as well. And so that they're kind of, they have some tools that help us kind of bridge that gap and help educate the student athletes. And we've kind of have some documents out there that help people in the community if they have questions, where they can kind of direct them and hopefully answer some of those questions. But what I've been telling coaches and everybody the past kind of year and a half with COVID and everything, this is what the rule is right now. This could change in a week, in a month, in a few months, by next year. But that's kind of our message of if you have questions, just come ask us. We'll help you the best we can. And if we don't know the answer, we'll try and find the answer, because there's a few other schools in this state that are dealing with the same stuff. And I know a few other people that kind of, again, are in the same boat of trying to figure this out.
Somebody listening in may say, man, I'm not sure I'd like to have that job, but you must enjoy it. You've been in it for a while. You're good at it. What makes it fun for you?
I think kind of the interaction with the student athletes and the coaches. Like I said, growing up, I was a huge college sports fan, and I just loved the college atmosphere, especially with the sports. And so kind of just interacting on a daily basis with the student athletes, the coaches, that's what really makes it fun. As you mentioned, NIL, some of the stuff isn't as fun, especially when you have to be the bad guy at times. But that's outweighed by kind of the relationships you build with some of these student athletes and coaches and staff as well.
Brian, we appreciate it. Hey, you've done a great job at Southern Miss. You're doing a great job at Southern Miss. We appreciate all the hard work. I know it's a lot of headaches involved and a lot of sleepless nights probably as well. But thanks for all you're doing for Southern Miss and all you continue to do for Southern Miss. And thanks for giving us some time today as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics.
Thanks, John.
All right. That's Brian Nolasco. He is the Assistant Athletic Director for Compliance here at Southern Miss, spending some time with us as we go inside Southern Miss Athletics. Thanks, as always, to our Director of Athletics, Jeremy McLean, who visited with us earlier, also head men's basketball coach Jay Ladner, and again, Brian Nolasco, the assistant AD for compliance here at Southern Miss. That's going to do it this week. Thanks for being with us, everybody. Until we meet you next time, John Cox is always reminding you of the three essential to happiness: something to do, something to love, something to hope for. Hope to have you with us next time when we go back inside Southern Miss Athletics.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.